Well, you're not leaving us on the edge of our seats,
didn't you? Yeah, it was a funny game today. We've left the grass too long, and it stopped us passing the ball. Stopped them passing as well. They're a good passing side. So it meant the game was a bit laboured. I thought we looked very leggy today. From the start, I think we didn't really have that zip and that bounce about us. But I think that's to be expected. They've had three games in 7 days, and we've had a load and load of stamina work that we've done. The pleasing thing was, although we didn't look sharp today, that we looked the stronger side at the end, and we kept playing our football. The last two goals, I think, were testimony of the fact that we weren't just lumping the ball in the box. We can't lump the ball in the box. We've got nobody that attacks the ball. I still think we're a forward short. I think we'd be putting the games to bed a bit early if we had another forward. But you know, obviously Tony, Finn and Maney have done exceptionally well up there.
Is Tony kind of, because I know you don't see him as an out striker, but I mean, you played well today and you set up one and scored the other. Is he kind of, he's pushing his case to be a regular sort of
thing? Yeah, he is, but the only thing, if you look at why we were poor in the second half, both Tony and Maney, they're not similar players, but Tony likes taking people on and running with the ball. Maney just likes getting in behind, and we've got nobody to play any hold up play, so I've got four midfielders in there, and people like Godfrey want to be able to get it off the front runner, and it come up in the first half hour and come straight back. We never had any possession in the first half hour because our front two didn't hold on to the ball. And we do need, if you put that alternative, maybe a tall front runner in there that could hold the ball up, you open up the game for us to play a bit more, because today they've done our homework and they shut us down very well and they stopped us playing from deep, and we didn't have the option of going in there and playing off the front man.
How's that search for a striker going, Terry?
Well, it's not so much a search for a striker, it's hoping, you know, my physio keeps telling me Bilal will be ready, and now he still ain't ready, and he still ain't ready next week. Sullivan will be ready. Well, Sully played today and had 90 minutes, hopefully, and he'll play Wednesday. So I'm hoping I'm a week away from having two forwards here. Bilal's the one that I would see as that target man, not an out-and-out target man, but receive the ball, look after it. And we may well find that we still need a different type.
But
what I don't want to do is rush into one now and then find that Bellau and Sully are absolutely brilliant and I've got miles too many players. There's not a need for me to go over budget at the moment with three wins in three, and it's bought me a bit of time really.
Well, did you and John Main make it a first half decision where you got booked and could have been a
point? I have to say I'm so proud of the discipline record at this club, and it's a major part of the success that we've had, and I thought he booked two players for nothing in the first half. I didn't see a tackle in the game that warranted a booking, and I was disappointed with our bookings, to be honest. Very disappointed. If you look at the Chom's booking, well, it's bashed it in his arm. Bashed it in his arm, then he should have played on, didn't play advantage, come back, looked bad, and then booked him. But, you know.
Did John feel there was contact as well?
No, I think it's a stone-bolt pen for me. You know, the goalie comes out, makes contact with the player, it's a pen, isn't it? But such is life.
In the end, is it fitness that's telling at the moment?
No, I think it's ability. I think it's patience. And I think there'll be games when we can't play any football, but you have to keep trying. I think it took us probably 50, 60 minutes before we started opening them up and looking like we'd play our football. And in some games you won't be able to play football. I suppose, to be fair to Bognor and Thurrock, they both work their shots off defensively, and I see, unless you have much of a goal threat, I think they had a massive goal threat, then you're going to push everybody on, you know. I mean, I thought the two subs done well when they come on. I think the young boy took his goal smashing. Young boy's a handful. He's not quite ready for us at this level yet, but his pace frightens the life out of people when he took his goal smashing today.
John was saying that Wimbledon now, two, I think it's the only two, one or two clubs on 9.79.
Yeah,
I didn't take 6 at this stage.
Yeah, I'd have took 6, I'd have took 7 today and come away happy. So, yeah, delighted with giving ourselves a bit of breathing space. And it was the other team, Team Mark, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and they scored about 100 goals.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks to our taxes.
Yeah.
All you've got to do is take a 40-hour season, man, and just keep playing.
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it? Yeah, fair play, but I mean, they play good football. So.
Terry, is Kennedy surprising you at the moment with the sort of standards?
No, I mean, Kennedy, to be honest, looked very good for our reserves last year. I would have put him down as a young central midfield player that would get some games this year and not start every game. So it's a real bonus that he gives us that passing ability in there. It was difficult for him to get in the game today, a crowded midfield. The answer to your question is yes, he's a real lovely surprise.
It's a real plus for me.
Yeah, he certainly is.
He's soothing the blow of losing Lewis, I suppose. Yes.
Yeah, and we do miss Lewis. I think Lewis's sheer strength and running ability and quality on the ball would have been a massive asset to us. Again, it's just getting Sam up and running again. I thought Sam had quite a leggy game today. And, we're only a week into the season. I don't expect them to be firing on all cylinders, but they've done enough to warrant second place in the league, and I'd have bit your hand off for that at the start.
Brilliant. I think we're all done.
Thank you.
Lovely, well done.